an effort to shape the future of Washtenaw County in a more just and equitable way, the Ann Arbor Community Foundation is planning what it calls mission-based investing, to invest in a new way for a new future in the area. This is Lisa Berry. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to explain what that means is Neil Hondra, CEO of the Ann Arbor Community Foundation. Thanks for joining us, Neil.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
The foundation recently released a capital research report. What does that mean to the community?
Sure. It's a fancy way of saying we want to empower more people in the county to have more agency and control over their lives. And Lisa, I'll start with the story of the foundation.
Right.
For over 50 years, we've made grants and scholarships to charitable organizations and aspiring students to better lives of residents of Washtenaw County. And we're really excited about that work, and we'll do that forever. But in recent years, we've doubled in size in less than 5 years. So we started asking ourselves, as an institution that manages permanent funds and therefore stewards over $150 million in charitable capital, what can we do with our investments to add to the impact that we're making with grants and scholarships? And that led us down the road to questioning, how can others invest alongside of us in a way that's local and in a way that generates social returns, not just financial returns?
Who are you referring to when you say others?
Yeah, so this is really interesting. It can be anything from the institutions you think of, like banks that put capital into the community. But one thing our report is already showing is that many businesses that are growing and thriving in Washtenaw County are actually funded by individuals and not just institutions. So who we're referring to are the traditional institutional investors. We're referring to people who have self-funded their own businesses. And there's a good number of individuals in this county who've experienced success and want to reinvest some of what they've gained into the community.
So would these be new investors that you're bringing into the foundation, or are people that you're working with already?
It would be both. And actually, I don't think there would be any new investors because everyone's investing already. It's just a matter of, are they investing locally and for local impact? And so this is why we think it's an interesting conversation to have beyond the foundation, is we'll do the heavy lifting by doing research like this and finding ways to invest locally. But I think our work will only be effective if we attract others, existing donors, new individuals, institutional investors, to invest alongside us to get to sort of a critical mass of impact.
In looking at the report, you use the statement, we can do better, we must do better. What would that look like?
Yeah, so, if we pursued our vision and achieved it, what it would look like is tens upon tens of millions of dollars staying in Washtenaw County as local investments instead of leaving this county. And then what that would mean, Lisa, are more individual residents who have a stake in this community and who have the opportunity to grow businesses and thrive. It means that the very investors that have this capital can feel good that they're making an extra impact by keeping that capital local. And then ultimately what that means is a thriving economy. And here's the key. The key is a thriving economy that benefits more people now than are currently being benefited. Because one thing our research shows is that there's uneven benefit for the $2 billion of investment capital that flows through Washtenaw County.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So one of the three studies within our research report was done by the Urban Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based firm that specializes in this kind of research. And they identified something that wasn't a surprise, which is, primary downtowns in the Ann Arbor area have just tons of investment capital. And that's great. We want our communities to thrive in that way. But what the data shows, which sort of acknowledges what we thought to be the case, there are also capital deserts in our county. The east side of the county receives less investment capital than the Ann Arbor area. Rural communities and businesses in rural communities have less access to capital. And even owners in neighborhoods representing either people of color or lower income families have less access to capital to start and grow businesses. And so now knowing that to be a fact through our data, we think we can map a path forward for us and for other investors to be more equitable in how we invest capital locally.
And have you figured out how to do that yet?
Well, we're on our way. So we don't believe in knowledge without action. And so based on the report, we've already made several local investments, and the most recent one is a $250,000 investment in a group called Michigan Women Forward. And what they do is really cool. They specialize in providing loan capital and technical assistance to women-owned small businesses, and particularly minority women-owned small businesses. And because of our investment, they're willing to launch a Washtenaw County-focused effort, and their priorities are going to be the Ypsilanti area and rural areas. And so already, we're trying to take action, both as a role model for the community to attract other investors, as well as to put our own investment capital to work locally.
That's an interesting way to look at it, to be a role model to attract additional support and investors.
Well, the reason that's important, Lisa, is we'll be the first to acknowledge, because we've been trying to do this for a couple of years now, it is not easy to be a local investor. So, for example, in our retirement accounts, a lot of us buy mutual funds, right? They're easy to buy. You can buy them daily, sell them daily, and there's a system for that. There is no system for local investing in Washtenaw County, and that's another finding in our report. There's over $600 million of investing opportunities in just the next 3 years by local businesses in five industries, and yet even we have trouble figuring out how to get our capital to those businesses in a way that's prudent and predictable and safe. And so part of our goal now is not just attracting investors, but we're going to build the ecosystem we need. We need technical assistance providers. We need platforms. We need people on the ground who are expert in local investing. And the more we can build that infrastructure, we think the more we can get other investors to invest locally.
That is really zooming in close and breaking it down. What is the takeaway for your average resident who's listening to this conversation right now?
Yeah, so the takeaway is, you know, we live in a capitalistic society, and I think everyone I know in Washtenaw County shares the same goal. We want everyone to thrive. We want everyone to succeed. We want everyone to be independent and in control of their lives. A big way of doing that is through business ownership and business success. And I think the big takeaway is there is a clear path forward to pursue more business ownership locally, to pursue more business success locally, to have an economy that benefits everyone from top to bottom, and to ultimately have a much more equitable community where more and more people are thriving.
And do you have a precise plan in place or something you're working on and taking it year by year?
Yeah, so we're having a lot of conversations right now with people who are reading this report, institutions and individuals, to figure out where we have common interests to work with one another. Another strategy we're undertaking is making active investments. So we're on the verge of making our fourth local investment. One was in food systems. One was with women-owned businesses. Another was with business loans and mortgages. And another may be with nonprofit loans. And then the third path is then identifying how we can get other investors to join us. So not just conversation, but action along those lines too. And all of those things are already happening. What we're hoping, Lisa, in the next year or two is to accelerate the conversations, accelerate our own investing, and ultimately start attracting other investors to invest alongside us.
And all this is happening in the wonky year of 2020 during a pandemic and all the unrest and politics that's going on right now. Sounds like you're saying that the base, the financial base and everything happening at the Ann Arbor Community Foundation is still pretty strong right now.
Well, and we're strong because we have strength in our community and the will to do better for our community. We're a community that's generous. That's why we've grown so much. And here's the thing. What we're doing sets aside the politics. It sets aside some of what have divided our communities and our nation. And what we're saying is we know we all want the same thing for our neighbors and community members to thrive. And so we think this is a really appealing approach across all perspectives that can really get people excited about making more of a difference in Washtenaw County.
And if people listening want to get involved, is there a way for them to do that?
Well, yeah, the first step is to go to our website, which is aaacfoundation.org. And from there, they'll find easy links to the report. And I think an important first step is to take a look at the report and see what resonates with them. And then we have all over our website really easy ways to connect with us, because we're interested in talking to not just businesses and not just institutional investors, but individuals who think they may want to be a part in this as well.
That is Neil Hadra. He is the CEO of the Ann Arbor Community Foundation, talking to us about a new report they just released. And as you heard, you have a link. You can check it out and find out more. And we'll put that on our website as well, wemu.org. Thank you, Neil, so much for sharing with us. Come back anytime.
Thank you, Lisa.